Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denominization and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
God has never blessed anybody because of prayer. I repeat, He blesses people because of capacity. I'm not saying prayer is not powerful, but you see, God takes advantage of what you say to increase you. Is that clear? For a very long time, people feel that when they dissipate energy to pray for 24/7, go, no. You can pray as an old man and be young in the spirit. Do you know why? Because many people feel that to them prayer is speaking, but to God, prayer is a journey. You journey into heights in the spirit when you pray. Is that clear? So God wants you to know that whenever you partake of these spiritual things, you are given the power to become who God wants to be, whether you have the access to many things. Is that clear? You know, when fathers speak, they speak very deep. God is good. So if you don't open your understanding, you don't understand. God told me yesterday night, He told me that deep things come in simple ways. You didn't hear me? Are you aware that there's so much simplicity to God's kingdom, yet you can't understand it? Oh, talk to me, please. Very simple, but you can't understand it. So God told me that deep things come in simple ways. So every man, if you want to know a man's depth, check what they do. Very simple, yet very wicked. God is good. So let us do this. I made you understand this, right? That God has never given anybody something because of you. God didn't give my father anointing because of him. God didn't give my mother anointing because of her. God will not give you a child because of you. He gives you something because of him. Is that clear? You don't own anything. You came naked from the womb of your mother, and naked shall you return. It is not your car. Thank God He gave you the ability to work for that. Oh, talk to me, please. If you have been to a funeral before, you understand this, please. Basically, almost everything about a man's life can be written in a paper called obituary. Everything about your life. The Lord told me that when the early church began, they didn't care about their birthdays. They cared about their death days. How they die was more important to them than how they lived. Because they could verify who they were based on how they died. You didn't hear me? Peter says, how dare me die like how Christ died? So turn me upside down. It was honorable for them to die. The Bible says Stephen preached and then they stoned him to death. He didn't care. He was even happy to die for the kingdom's sake. You see, if you come into God because of prophets, you will die. This thing called Christianity is a life of sacrifice. There are things you just can't understand, and God is believing that. Am I communicating, please? So have it in mind that if God says you are a steward, it means you are a caretaker, you are a gatekeeper. So whatever I give you is for something I want to do through you. When we understand this, there are many things we have in life. Watch me. Whatever is hard for people to progress in certain heights in destiny, know that they are emotionally attached to what they have. Did you hear me? You must mature in the realms whereby what God gives you doesn't take your will. Oh, did you hear me? God, at a point, can increase all of a sudden, and He can choose to bring you again. He wants to see if that level of increase you have up there is the same thing you still have when you're down. It was, you see, early days when I began ministry, I used to think that preaching begins from the altar, and God to preaching begins with your life. Did you hear that? We preach to God and we preach to Christ based on how we live our lives. So if God gives you anything, be thankful for the trust given. Be thankful for the access granted. But He can do whatever He wants to do. He can't say anything at all. If God knows that your baby will become a distraction to heaven, He will kill that baby. God told me that you are not an Abraham because you give birth to Isaac. You are an Abraham because you can give up Isaac. Did you hear that? Just because you gave birth to Isaac doesn't make you Abraham. Your ability to give up on Isaac makes you an Abraham. So, what is it that you have in life that you don't want to allow God to lead? Watch me. Many believers will speak in tongues and die poor. Because holiness is not validation for kingdom prosperity. You didn't hear me? Some people believe that as long as they believe in who God really is, God should honor them. And God says that there are things you ought to do to have certain things in life. I'm telling you. I was here in a church. I was praying. I finished the morning glory and I was very tired. I'm like, God, this is too tiring because I stay up from 7 p.m. to 9 a.m. Hello. When I sleep around 9 a.m., I wake up around 3 o'clock and then the mission begins till the next day. I'm like, I'm too tired. So I was about to leave the office and I saw an angel of the Lord telling me that, watch, see this. So I saw myself looking at a discussion in a room. And he said, there are many angels around your father. And the angels are sent for different missions. I only tell you one. And he says, we are vetting the pastors around your father because we want to actually shorten 20 years in 10 days. And he says, your father is betting on how to pay his pastors. So call him and tell him that for 1 year, you pay his pastors for him. Now, my late grandfather left a lot of mission behind. And God told my father, continue. Watch me. This thing called pulpit is called death to flesh. Did you hear that? It is called death to self. You can't be yourself and do ministry. No. The very moment you enter with your own priorities, God will let you die. He has used you for his own tool, you are his machine. So he can send you anywhere and he can decide to do what he wants. And God told me that your obedience to this instruction would actually shorten 20 years of journey to 10 days. Am I communicating? But somebody will say, why don't I save the money I receive? In this kingdom, we don't save money, we save time. Are you blessed? So, please, don't allow whatever you see in this world make you believe it is yours. I keep telling God's people, I said, any believer that has a burden giving sees doesn't love God. It's like, it's painful, but it's very simple. I'm telling you. I just don't know why it's so hard when somebody has access to money and they can't give to God. It's funny. Just because they feel that God must understand them for the heart they carry. Who said so? Jesus came as God upon the earth. When another man called him good, he said, why do you call me good? For nobody on earth is good. The only person that should be called good is God. So how do you want us to call you good for the things you do? Really? A holy Jesus says, don't call me good. Am I communicating, please? Watch me. There are certain people there, they will be the same people they are. They can never go anywhere in life. If you feel that life is about eating, drinking, sleeping, working, making money, you are cheating destiny. Yes. Then he says, it is God's desire that people increase. Increase is not God's responsibility. It is only God's wish. Increase is your responsibility, not God's wish. You can have a dream and see yourself in a mega stadium. It will not manifest. He says, work it out. Are you aware a dream is only a sniper of the intended future? Work it out. We live in Europe, so things are hard. Things are hard for you, not for everybody. I'm telling you. Oh, yeah. In the desert, God gave somebody progress. No social media, just, can you imagine? Plenty. Abraham has become a Bible without social media. He didn't need Facebook to preach, no YouTube. He's still preaching today. He's in heaven. And God says, till the day he comes to take his people, everybody must talk about him. One man appeared, and three generations came from him. Christians came, Islam came, Jews came, one man appeared. All because he lived a life of total surrender. How do you work with a man for 25 years and he says, go and kill your son? How? You see, believers are too emotional. We feel that God must understand us. Who said so? God understand you? God understand. Do you know how people are? Every 2 minutes, people are dying. Crying for mercy. And God gives you a chance. Go to the mortuary today. Every dying man will ask for extra time, not extra money. Think about it. I told our members in Germany, I came to church, I said, we love everybody, we respect everyone's commitment, But I don't expect you to be sick for 3 weeks. You don't tell us anything. And you want us to come to your house every day knocking at your door. How are you doing? Because they claim it's a church of love. We won't do that here. They were shocked. A lady that I made the head of the women's ministry, her husband isn't coming to church. And I asked her, why is the husband not coming to church? She says, call my husband and ask him why he's not coming to church. I said, if you give him a very nice insult in a professional way, tell him that he also watches on Zoom too. I said, I saw your husband with, what kind of thing? How do you call this? The carry over, whatever it is, the follow me thing. To buy water at Audi, I saw him. The trolley. He could go and buy water at Audi, but he can't come to church. I should not come and ask him this question. When I'm the same person that prayed that God should give successful preaching. I'm not serious. I don't know. Believers have this entitlement mentality. God, he can do anything. God. Please, I repeat, God has given everybody their power to become great. It depends on you. I've sat down and I've studied mistakes of men. And I realized when people begin to get attached to what they have, God kills them. Anybody, watch. You see, David felt that because he had God's heart, he could do whatever he wants. And God said, how dare you take someone's wife? God intentionally punished the man because he wants him to know that I gave you power over the people not to eat them or to kill them or to control them. It's only to represent me to them. Aaron felt that since I'm close to the prophet Moses, I can talk about the prophet. He says, you, I can't kill you because I'm the garment you are wearing. So I can't kill me. So take off the garment and die in front of the people. So your death will not serve as a lesson. And Ananias and Sapphira, they had the land in their own possession. And they allowed their enemy to deceive them in their heart. That they will bring half of the money to the church. Can you imagine? Peter says, you're not lying to men, you're lying to God. He says, the people that picked your husband are at the door waiting for you. You see, when the early church began, what made them happy was not a miracle. What made them happy was how God could judge sinners. So the death, can you imagine that the church began and then they will use a dead man as a signpost at the door? That if you're coming, see how God dealt with them. Think about it. Watch me. We have become too comfortable. Too comfortable that the mothers can't even treat their children well. Genesis 18 verse 19. It says, God decided to honor Abraham because God knew in his heart that he would tell everybody, he would compel them. Don't tell me, man of God, my kids are Belgium and so on. Life is God. Did you hear that? Life is God. I can't even hear. The first time I spoke in tongues is because my mom prayed, I was praying in the house. Every night, I grew up with a praying mother. You see, watch me. There are many things that if God does not show you mercy to show you, you don't know you've lost them. If I tell you the kind of opportunity people have lost in destiny, they weep and cry. Life. I was teaching a members dominion yesterday, and I realized that human beings, we are nothing. We are nothing. We are nothing at all. Try and listen to the guy's testimony from Uganda, James Kwahala. I highly recommend videos, but if I do, listen to that. The guy gave us a vivid description of how enemies operate. Kai. Somebody wants to feel validated because of what they have. Watch me. In God's kingdom, it is not what you have that makes you. It is who you are that makes you become something. God told me. I'm like, God, what are you doing in this season? He says, there's a lot that I want to do for countries. And he says, I need you to be available so I can use you for certain signs and wonders. Somebody asked me, man of God, is it the same Benjamin we know in the church that prophesies or the one on Zoom? I said, it's the same person. It's the same person. It's the same person. Same person. What am I teaching your friends? Don't join groups or companies where they've got nothing to offer your destiny. No, don't. Don't, don't, don't. Are you blessed, please? So have it in mind. Nothing God gives me is for me. Nothing. Your work will not give you whatever you want to have in life. It is God that makes wealth. Oh, is that clear? God makes wealth. He can prosper people. He can prosper men. He can prosper men. He can prosper men. God is too wise. Eh? I shared this thing last week, Melvin. People didn't get me. I told you that whenever we make mention of Israel, people always think about the glory of Joseph. You see, God is a mathematician. He's a movie producer. He can create content at any moment to communicate a message. But he knows what he wants to say. Two of us. Now, if you enter into the house of a king, eh, if you see the king in attire, whatever the guy wears has a message. If you don't understand the king's language, you think it's fashion. A language there. Oh, you don't know? Do you know kings actually talk when they dance? Oh, two of us. They can do certain signs for you to know that they own the place. It was around last year that a little banter came between our king and one king in one place. And then our king went to do funeral in the place. He said about 48 cars. The king left the town. Because the cars that came, the people in the cars are men that live in the town. So they just left the place. God is good. Praise God. Uh-huh. So you see, God can intentionally exalt somebody. And he would blindfold the eyes of the people around. Just because he wants them to actually pick up the same lifestyle. But he knows what he's doing. So look at Jacob. Jacob didn't know that God was advising him through Laban, his uncle. That I want to go for covenant and not beauty. Leah did not have all the things that he wanted in a woman as a man. And God says, your ending is more important than your beginning. Because to God, when he wants to bless, he looks at legacy. If there can't be a continuation of what God begins with you, you end up your life. No, you didn't hear me. That is why God had to consecrate the sons of Jacob and say, you have become nations, tribes, so you can continually populate the earth. But Jacob didn't see that. He says, I know she's not beautiful, but she's covenanted. Check the status of Israel. Are you aware that after Joseph arose and he died, his sons could not do anything again? Think about it. Huh? Anybody can be consecrated. Not everybody can be covenanted. You hear me? You see, the issue of covenant goes beyond the heart. It's God's intention. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, study Israel. What kept the heritage of Israel was not the glory of Joseph. Whatever Joseph did was to fulfill prophecy God spoke unto his father, called Abraham. By end of the day, the Bible says that Leah gave birth to Judah. Gave birth to Levi. And these were the two able people that their seeds were able to protect the glory of Israel. How? Are you aware that the presence of God was being made manifest among them because of Levi, the Levites? These were the priests. These were the preachers. So they stay in God's house and pray for them every day. True of us. Hey, do you know that if you have somebody pray for you every day, you go for your life? You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. The Bible says, even though Christ is dead and he still goes to his father, the Bible says he's making intercession on behalf every day. Have you wondered how certain things work for you? Even though you didn't see anybody pray for you, Jesus was praying for you. I'm telling you. In the end, though, when Christ said, I want to bring forth life through Israel to save the Gentiles as well, he had to come through Judah. Why would God name himself after somebody he created? Think about it. No, you see, it is a blasphemy for my father to name himself after me. It doesn't work like that. But for the sake of covenant, partnership was instituted. And God says, let me preserve this through Levi and Judah. Are you aware the Bible says that before Jacob died, he even cursed Levi? Because Levi had anger issues. Eh? Watch me. Men will judge by a man's act. God will judge by a man's heart. He always knows who to fish out. Get to that place in your life where nothing on earth becomes a border. Keep it. Europe has destabilized a lot of people here. A lot. A lot. So we are comfortable having nothing in life. Oh, Jesus. God told me, when I began this preaching, he told me that, Benjamin, if there's any gifts you would give me on the day of your death, die as a message. Did you hear that? He says, young man, if there's any gift you give me on the day of your death, die as a message. He said, I want to sit and preach to entities that this is somebody who actually modified the prophetic ministry. Life is beyond this age. I'm telling you, there is nothing new in this world. This thing that we are wearing these days, the trousers, hold my tights and leave my down, it's been there for years, for years. This thing people used to wear, this men, that the mook thing they wear, it's been there for years. In fact, I read something on Wikipedia that when the French Revolution began, the men used to wear mook for years. You see, everything is coming back again. The idea where people sleep, they go to work, they come back, it's been there for years. Years. So what message are you communicating to God then? Oh, nah. Forget this thing called pleasure. Forget about it. You can't be going to parties every blessed day. Come on. Every event you want to be there, there's no need to that. That's stewardship. He's looking for people that can say, man of God, I want to do what will make you happy. I want to do what will give you honor as God. Let me become a testimony. A lady joined our service this morning, and I didn't know I prophesied about her to somebody on the platform. And then she actually came on board. And then God is strange. I picked her up in the spirit, prophesied about how she got married. It was serious. So after the service, she sent a voice note to one of our members, and she was in tears. She kept her for more than 3 minutes and said, if there's anything I've ever witnessed to make me happy in life, I've seen God at work through a prophet. She said that was the day she wanted to commit suicide and something to join the service. And I said, God, there's hope for your womb again. No. Watch me. The reward he wants to give you is not cars. Hey, God knows you live in this earth realm. He will give you whatever it takes to make you comfortable. Watch me. When you meet people who are very blessed, rich people, eh? If you see any young rich man, eh, that is flaunting his money, they are poor people. They want to impress. You didn't hear me? Real men don't talk. I pray for somebody in Ghana that knows a person. High top person. I went to the person's house and the person gave me an offering. I asked the person, this is not Ghana cedis. This is dollars. It's true. I said, Prof, we spend this as our normal. I said, really? Now, you won't see the difference between him being the big man and the gate man. The gate man has suit, everything on. I said, Kai, life is not fair. Forget those who are flaunting. No, forget. No, forget about them. Forget about them. They have nothing to offer. Hush, puppy, forget about them. When you see people that have wealth, they won't talk. You won't even see. God is good. You realize that their heart is not attached to whatever they have. Watch me. You see, many people feel that success is what you do. They don't know that according to God, success is what you become by what you do. You didn't hear me? Have you wondered why those who don't believe in the God you believe in are succeeding more than you? Because they're more obedient to the laws than you obey. You didn't hear me? The person who doesn't believe in God knows that I have to conserve time. So they can't be everywhere. All right. Caretakers. Can God trust you? God says, should I hide this from Abraham? What did God see in Abraham at all? Would I ever do anything and hide it away from Abraham? Please, I need you to set your mind on the things above. Christ was not telling us a fallacy when he says in his father's house, there are many mansions there. I'm telling you. Please, let me show you how heaven will be like. And then I show you just two things. Are you blessed, please? Clap your hands together for Jesus. Powerful. Watch this. Many believers have this perception that when we die physically, our spirit will leave our bodies and then we'll be judged by God. Now hear me, please. I want you to know that once you die as a believer, you don't fully access heaven. What you access is paradise. And it's called Abraham's bosom. Watch me. Because what God calls judgment is when he ends his mission here on earth. And he only knows when to do that. Even the Son of Man does not know. But the angels are ready to blow trumpets. Am I communicating? Then judgment will now start. Because the enemy will be judged as well. Remember, this earth will be destroyed. Talk to me, please. And God would bring about a new Jerusalem. Say, I'm going. Now watch this. I want you to know that beyond the works that will follow you, God knows what you've done all this while. Do you know that somebody can be blameless in the eyes of men and be evil in their heart? You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. You see, I told you that to men, our definition for integrity is how blemished you are. To God, integrity is how selfless you are. You see, the reason why God will use a man that has a clean sheet to communicate a message is because people are much comfortable associating with you when you are clean. You didn't hear me. That is human life. Are you aware that everybody in life wants to you as a professional? Even if you are even bathing a corpse and you're professional, people believe that. Talk to me, please. Oh, the woman that sells akara at the roadside is the same person selling akara in the restaurant. But you go to the restaurant because she's clean, two of us. It's the same ingredient. I'm telling you. But God says, beyond what you do to impress men, I want to imprint my laws in your heart. Oh, Jesus. Am I communicating, friends? Now watch me. When you enter into heaven, the glory of the believer goes beyond how you lived by what you discovered upon the earth. Now hear me. I want you to know that your description for holiness to God is filthiness. Oh, and all of a sudden now, he says, come, let us reason together. Even if your sins are as well as scarlet, I can wash them to become as well as snow. He says, your holiness is like a filthy rag before me. He wants to look at the things of the kingdom that you discovered upon your life, that you actually made a priority. With that, you now have honor in God's kingdom. So that destiny you call future here on earth is part of God's agenda. These are deep things. The first thing that makes a person a steward, according to God, the first thing is called consecration. Consecration simply means being separated unto God. My life is God. My heart is God. My body is, everything about you belongs to God. Glory is not cheap. It takes a lot to honor glory. It takes a lot to contain glory. I will never forget when I used to do Apostles of Christ. It was a youth fellowship. The last official meeting we had, almost everybody was here. And I tell the people that I'm seeing clear that everybody will lose their faith and they can't stand the battle that has come upon them. I said, I saw myself standing alone and nobody was with me. Come and see the boys at that time speaking in tongues. God, we vowed that we'll die for you with everything. I was just laughing at them. When God speaks, it may sound foolish in your ears, but that's how to honor wisdom. Please, prophesying, speaking. Oh, you see, that is a good man. He has a good heart. I bless friends. Give young people access to preach in this church. And now, I don't see them anywhere again. One who came to insult me on social media is doing Jabez Hour every day and has about just $5. God. You know what he can do? God. I am about God. You allow human beings to define life for you and you see how foolish you become one day. You allow someone who can die like you tell you how life is. I don't believe in God. When you come to this country, be wiser Because those who failed, they will look like inspiration to you. I'm telling you. This country. Gandhi has some pastor friends. They wanted to do some community here about pastors. I was one day lying down in my bed. Yes. And God told me that. He says, tell your father that these are wicked people. Yet they are called bishops and apostles, prophets. I realized that God truly sees people's hearts. When God says, be separate unto him, he is not just talking about living sin. Sin is the first phase. The main thing is your heart. Be broken. You see, whatever you tell the Lord, he will let that thing test you to see if you have really given up on that thing. We opened a borehole last in Cameroon. And then when they told the chief that I'm the one who did it, they didn't believe it. So my people were speaking their language with them. And they gave me the mic to talk. And I spoke for 5 minutes. After 5 minutes, the people didn't know if we're having church program or borehole donation. Now, the chief said, I didn't know you were this wise. And he asked, so what inspired you to come and do this here and not in your country? And I said, it is not for human applause or for human glorification. God has made us understand that he has called us as stewards and gatekeepers. And wherever he sends us to go, we go by God's grace. It may go beyond your understanding. Physically, it may be costly, but the price is bigger. Your heart. Your heart. What did I say? Your heart. If you want God to meet you at the point of your need, be ready to suffer. The first thing that would give you the ability to be called a caretaker in God is a man who has stayed consecrated. Consecration means being separated unto God. It starts with your heart. What can you give up? Peter, do you love me more than these things? Do you love me? Do you love me more than these things? You see, when people go back to the life they used to live before they came to the church because of hurt, they never feared God. Sometimes, God will tell you certain things and you would ask God, God, why would you open us up to hear these things? And only God can tell. Solomon was wise. He was only covenanted because of his father. God decided to have a personal affair with him. But he realized that his heart was now sealed with iron because women turn his heart away. The same place where he built a church for God was the same place he built temple for idols too. God warned him twice. He didn't listen to. That was telling me the office right now of how a lady has got mad in Ghana. Not knowing that the lady was dating a pastor. Now, the pastor is not from God. Hear me? Because the pastor had a wife and still had a girl as side chick. Can you imagine? It's serious, huh? So the pastor rented a house for the girl. So one day the pastor finished service and went to see the girl, and there was a boy in the house. And then there was an insulting the man of God. I forget. And the pastor says, really, I will show you pepper. You see, pastors don't talk like that. But when they talk, fear them. Because a pastor will say, let God have mercy. But when he says, I will show you, fear them. They know who their God is. Not the God you know of Israel. I'm telling you. Thinking that, I can do all things. What happened? The guy has now gone mad. Daddy said he wanted to pray. God told him to stop the prayer, young man. He says, let the person pay for his own price. Because giving himself. You see, God gives people warning to change. Your heart. You see, Daddy, I used to think that all that God sees about a man's life is a man's act. Until God says there are certain people that they've been bedeviled by ignorance. And they do certain things and they call for mercy like David. You see, there are things intrinsically here. The enemy can let them allow become out of your life. And you cry that God should give the grace to stop. He gives you the grace to do so. But you see, there are certain people that their heart is so evil, that no matter what they live their life like, he can't trust them. the fact that Levi was cursed, yet God had to ordain his tribe as priests, is a mystery. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. The fact that Jesus Christ could break the law by defending a prostitute is a mystery. You hear me? The fact he could change the law just because he asked them, if you have not seen here before, stone the person, is a mystery. God really knows who are his. That is for me. He knows who are his. Now, we can stand and say certain things. He really knows the people who are his, I'm telling you. Yes. I watched the testimony of a man of God. A lady gave a testimony about something, and then it looked a bit miraculous. The man of God had to defend his integrity by shouting on the person. And they later discovered that all what she said was the truth. So I'm like, God told me that he used that thing to silence the pastor. So what? He says, I used this to silence the pastor because he says pride was entering him without his knowledge. So I wanted to actually make him know that what he knows about me is wrong. Wow. He thought that I have an integral part of education. So once I ask few questions, you can answer, I can say, and God says, no, I had to humble the man of God. So that's it. At any level, he checks your heart. What is entering your heart? It is better to be physically disgraced than to be shamed eternally. If you have people talk about you, he's happy with that. Because he knows, you see, the opinion of 10,000 people do not matter when God is in charge. You didn't hear me? Yes. He says, pride was entering his heart. He says, so I had to shame before the world. So I call him back home. So that's it. Be sensitive to spiritual dealings. Your heart. Your heart. A lady left our church in Germany because I came to church one day and then I was thanking the people for a good year that we have. And she bought us funds and I forgot to call her name. She got angry at the church because she said that I didn't call her name to appreciate her for funds. Funds we bought out the 34 euros. Funds. I'm not saying it's bad. Don't get me wrong, please. I called her. She told me God told her to stay in the house. I said, not the God of my father. Because the Jesus we know won't tell you to stay in the house. Dolly, her boyfriend said he went to Nigeria and the prophet called my father's name. I see a man of God standing behind you and telling you that don't leave the church. Papa, I will never leave this church. I love you. I said, look up. You see, Peter gave us the first example now. Master, I will never leave you. This is Jesus looking at Peter with sad eye. He said, okay, let's see what happens. Look at me. Loyalty is not how long you have been with a man. It's how long you are willing to be with a man. Are you blessed? Somebody say hallelujah. Clap your hands, church. So God wants to check your heart. You see, many people don't know that. You see? Population does not qualify for dominion if their heart is out of order. You see, God would defend one who is covenanted than thousands who are out of covenant. The Bible says, through one man, sin became part of the world. And through one man, salvation was given unto the church. The heart. Whenever you go before the Lord, before you ask for physical things, let God break your heart. Because, see, people don't know that a broken heart is an incense to God. Purge me and break me. Take out of me what is not of yours. My last word. You see, daddy laughs. His daddy's a cool man, right? So he sees anybody who does things in a very cool way. He falls in love with them. So one day, he was watching TV. And then the pastor came on. So then he said, Prof, come. I've seen so many professors like you. I was baffled. I just came. I was watching this man and God told me that, look, God told me that the man's heart is out of order. Hey, God, he can watch people walk in certain height in destiny. And to them, they may believe they are who they are because of the laws they follow. He knows what he's doing. Why would the Joseph give honor in Egypt and not covenant in heaven? This world. I was there when God told me that in no time the guy will be exposed. We're here. I don't know. You see, daddy told me that. He says, young man, you can't impress God. God. The one that sees your tomorrow. Don't impress God. Oh, God help us. God will help us. You see, we should never get to a place in life where we get to feel that God cannot do anything without us. Not serious. I'm praying for you that the enemy will not take you before the Lord and say, this person cannot be trusted. So I'm praying for you. That when you stand and the enemy vets your credibility, God can come to your defense. Let me give a quotation now and let's go home. Are you blessed, friends? Yes. I decided to talk about the quotation at the end of the service. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, the verse number 9. I'm ending now. We thank God for grace. The heart. That is the first thing God does when he wants to consecrate men. On Friday, I'll give you 4 things on what to do to be consecrated. I'll give you one today. He says, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? The verse number 10. Hear this message. I, the Lord, search the heart, examine the mind to reward a man according to his conduct, according to what his deeds deserve. The verse number 11. Like a partridge that hatches the egg and does not lay on the man who gains riches by unjust means. When his life is half gone, they will desert him and in the end, they will prove him to be a fool. Oh, it's funny. It's funny. If God gets to realize that your job is more important than him, that job can never give you access in life. You are a tool in the master's hands. Do you believe that? God is the potter and you are his pot. You are his clay. He can mold it anyhow he wants. He can break it again and start again. That's God for you. Are you blessed, please? On Friday, I'll give you 4 things to do to work in consecration. Yes. Please, I've given you one today. God is good. Being separated unto the Lord by ensuring that your heart is circumcised. Are you blessed, please? Yes. Because if we don't get to this place, there are many things in life we can never have. Watch me. Human beings are funny. What did I say? Human beings are very funny. You can get to a place in life where everybody wants to be around you. And at the point, everybody wants to leave you. That's consecration. Are you aware that the Christ, your God, your Father, was left alone to die on the cross of Calvary? That was not a proof of failure. That was a proof of success. You didn't hear me? Watch me. Let no one deceive you that the voice of the people is God's voice. It's never like that. People, their voice of God. You see, I felt that the Lord using me and my sister is an extension of my Father's covenant. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. How do you pray in this church and then it goes via on social media when you didn't pay any blogger to post you? Oh, did you hear that? Social media was the means God used, but something backed it. A lot of people say, man of God, our prayer altars have been ignited because we watched her pray. My friend came here, Prophet Seth, remember him, right? From US, he came here. He told me he has been doing this same thing called Agonizomai since 2004. Nobody knows about it. He has done it with big men of God, the Archbishop. Nobody knows about it. God truly elevated him. He knows what to do to bless people. If it makes sense. But he will get to the place in your life where you will ask your questions. Why is everyone leaving? He doesn't want anyone to say, I helped the person. Am I teaching you? Watch me. Be smart and be wise. So life does not teach you a lesson. God wants us to know how people think. So he sent Joseph to Egypt. He sent Moses to Egypt. He sent Abraham to Egypt. He says, you live in this physical world because it doesn't be like that. Learn what they do. Why would God tell us to go and learn wisdom from the ants and the serpents? How you are aware in Egypt, their sign was a serpent. God says, go and learn from them. Learn from them. Learn what they do and have a spiritual understanding to work in power and influence. Learn from them.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjer. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920904 54 or email us at office@benjaminfodjer.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Fodjer. On Instagram is Benjamin_Fodjer. Twitter is SeniorBenjaminFodjer. And on website is www.benjaminfodjer.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjer. The vision, the mission, the passion.